terms of utilizing people's time. So we'll go to seven first. Hoof disease, this is a briefing and public hearing and decision. So, Brock, I'll turn it over to you.
So thank you, Chair Smith. Good morning, Commissioners, Director and Assistant Director. I'm Brock Hanus. I'm the Statewide Elk Specialist with the department. I'm here today just to give you a brief briefing on a proposed amendment to Act 220-413-200. So a little bit of background. Following our diagnosis of treponema-associated hoof disease in 2014, the Commission adopted a WAC that requires hunters to leave the hooves of elk that they harvest at the location of the harvest. The primary intent of that rule was to prevent the potential threat of the causative bacterial agents that cause the disease in elk. Since that time, we have continuously monitored animals that we suspect that might have the disease. We've collected samples, submitted those samples. Any place that is outside of the known occurrence of this disease, we've recommended adding those GMUs to this WAC. Last spring, in May or June, around Trout Lake and GMU 578, I think we're all aware of that, we confirmed the presence of the disease. Following that, we developed an emergency rule in June to add 578 and 574 to this WAC. Since that time, we've also confirmed the disease in GMU 568. In both 568 and 578, those are instances where the detection occurred right along the GMU boundary, and so we're also including the GMUs that are immediately adjacent, recommending that. So, yeah, I think that's violation of this rule is an infraction. And this map just shows the four GMUs that we're recommending to add to this WAC. And so with that, I'll take any questions if you have
Thank
them.
You. That was quick. Yes, Commissioner Humber.
Are we getting good cooperation on this rule? Do we know?
I don't know if we have a good feel on that. I know it's supported by several of our constituents, but I haven't had direct conversations with enforcement on how often do they encounter, you know, hunters that might be in violation of this rule. The other exception to the rule, obviously, is that we do ask hunters to collect hooves on occasion for research purposes, mm-hmm. and so they're able to do that on our behalf.
Yeah. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Other questions? Is there reason for optimism in the whole hoof world?
I believe there's always reason for optimism.
Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, we're excited about WSU coming on board and developing collaborative research efforts yeah. with them, and I do think that we're going to make some good advancements in the near future with that collaboration.
There's got to be a few dissertation topics that mm-hmm. could be.
I would suspect.
Yeah. Right.
You're good at that.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I get you to go back one slide to where you showed your map?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Now, there again, you can hear any damn thing. Is it pretty well stuck in the green and the blue, or have you seen any? I've had a guy keep trying to tell me that he's seeing limping elk like in the Ellensburg area.
Yes, and so we have an online reporting tool where folks can go and report observations of limping elk or observations of, hey, I harvested an elk and it had deformed hooves. We receive reports annually throughout the state. We are proactive in responding to those reports. Our hoof disease coordinator gets those automatically generated and sent to his email. He attempts to make contact within 24 hours with the reporting party. If their supporting pictures or the description fits the characteristics associated with animals that are afflicted by this disease, we immediately go out and try to collect a sample. If it's a harvested animal, we try to get the hooves from the hunter and submit those. If it's an observation, We send staff out to assess, to look, try to get a good visual on the animal. If it looks like this is potentially the disease, we lethally collect that animal.
You do?
We do, and okay. We submit those samples. We have had several instances in eastern Washington where we have submitted samples and we have yet to detect it. There's over 30 different causes of hoof disease in ungulates, and this is only one of them. And so it's not abnormal for us to get those reports. And so
and
we haven't.
Ox and barbed wire.
Yep,
and all
we haven't confirmed it yet in the Ellensburg area.
But you are taking it very, very seriously.
Yes.
Okay. And that's, I just wanted to hear that so I could report back, because that's, yep. It's.
And we've definitely had cases where we thought very strongly that there's potential they were going to come back positive, and they did not.
That's good. Okay. That's well, good to hear.
That's a little optimism there.
That's hope.
Yeah.
Yep. Public testimony.
No public input.
Can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
About this? It's just curiosity looking at the map. Is there a does this disease manifest itself almost always in the lowlands, and is there a reason for that?
No, there's no. No, we've got an active study going on at Mount St. Helens right now to try to quantify what are the effects of this disease on survival and reproduction. And I can tell you that we find affected animals throughout that landscape. It is not just the animals that are associated with the agricultural valleys or lowlands or swampy areas. We just went and recovered an animal a couple days ago that was up in the wilderness portion of the monument, and that animal had hoof disease. So,
okay. So, yes.
I move to amend WAC 220-413-200 as presented.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. Further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question.
Well, I would just, we've set off on this, and it hopefully is constructive in terms of preventing spread. I hope that we're evaluating that as well as much as possible. We've got studies going on and other opportunities, as well as compliance. The next time you're before us, I'd be real interested to hear from.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Brock.